CBS News, White House officials say it was exhaustion, nothing more, that forced President Carter out of a marathon run within the last hour near Camp David. I'm David Jackson reporting on the CBS Radio Network. White House correspondent Robert Pierpoint has the latest on the story from the Catoctin Mountain National Park.
President Carter dropped out of the 6.2-mile mountain marathon today, apparently of exhaustion, at about the 4-mile mark. However, the White House doctor, Admiral William Lukacs, says Mr. Carter is fine now, quote, in good physical shape back at Camp David. A CBS News producer, Paul Liebler, was running just behind President Carter when he began visibly tiring. Liebler gave us this report.
He was pushing very hard and moved on up ahead of me, up the hill. After a couple of minutes, I noticed, by then he was probably maybe 20 yards ahead of me. I noticed he was starting to wobble, and the Secret Service men who were with him grabbed him and steadied him. His legs were sort of bow-legged. His arms were up in the air, kind of wavering. He finally came to a stop.
To repeat, President Carter, according to White House spokesman Mike Poole, is fine now. Robert Pierpoint, CBS News at Catoctin Mountain National Park.
And we'll have more news after this.
Reach out and touch someone.
Come on, you clean that. Guys,
hey, quiet, you guys. I'm talking to the best captain this firehouse ever had. It's Clarence. He's calling from Florida.
Say hello.
Is that Butch? Oh, I can get along without you fellas, but I sure miss old Butch.
And he misses you. As soon as he heard your name, he started carrying on. You know, he even sleeps on your old sweater.
The easiest way to keep friends is by phone. Dial direct state to state without the operator all day Saturday and Sunday till 5 p.m. and save 60%, except Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey, Clarence, we all want to know. No kidding. How do you like being a retired gent?
No kidding, it's great. But I tell you, anytime I hear a bell ring, I gotta slide down a banister.
Reach out and touch someone.
Come on and
reach out, call up and just say hi. Reach out, America.
The Bell System.
People living along the U.S. Gulf Coast are still reeling from the knockout punch delivered this week by Hurricane Frederick. They're still picking up and trying to put their lives back together. But there's a new storm to watch, only a tropical depression now off the Yucatan Peninsula. But forecasters say it is likely to develop into a tropical storm later today or tomorrow. And if so, it'll be named Henri. Folks in Los Angeles are hoping for a little breeze. An air inversion, one layer trapping another, has kept the city smog-bound for more than a week. The air, at times, hazardous to breathe. But Pat Hotra at the State Air Quality Board says things are looking up.
The outlook that we have, that we're working on at the present time, indicates that the trend seems better for the next couple of days and that the strong, high-pressure system is beginning to play out. The inversion is still down, but they do expect some relief in the next 3 or 4 days. And they also apparently are expecting some stronger easterly dry winds. And the dry air means better mixing and that the oxygen levels will be down.
Rescuers have reached the crash site of a DC-7 tanker plane that crashed late yesterday in southern Oregon. They confirm that all the people aboard the plane are dead, no survivors. It's believed 11 or 12 people were aboard. The plane had been used yesterday to help fight a small forest fire near Klamath Falls. Word of the crash released this morning by the U.S. Forest Service. The United Auto Workers Union says it may offer Chrysler some concessions in upcoming contract talks because of the company's plight. The union settled a new tentative contract with GM last night, just hours before a strike deadline. First time in 15 years that's been done in the auto industry. No terms announced. The ratification process is underway. The next UAW target, Ford. No major problems expected. The contract there will likely be modeled after the one at GM. Some high-level talks going on at the Treasury Department today. The top executives of financially ailing Chrysler presenting to Treasury Secretary Miller their company's self-help program and requests for government aid. More news after this.
We could have done it easier by cranking copiers out, but Sharp's an innovator, so we took another route. Did the thing that makes a you and makes a me, make copying easier, better with originality. 'Cause original ideas make better copies, Sharp. Original ideas make better copies.
And there's no better example of Sharp originality than the new Sharp 800 series Any Paper Copiers. The copiers that free you from the hassles of special copier bonds, because they copy on almost anything. On thin colored stock, on thick labels, on giant ledgers, or on tiny invoices. They even copy on your own letterhead. The Sharp 800 series Any Paper Copiers.
For pioneers are we, and technology is the key, where original ideas make better copies. Sharp.
For a demonstration of the 800 series copiers, call your authorized Sharp copier professional. He's listed in the yellow pages.
To repeat our top story, President Carter dropped out of a six-mile marathon run today through the Catoctin Mountains near Camp David. The White House now says it was only exhaustion that forced him out of the race, and presidential physician William Lukacs says Mr. Carter is now feeling quite well and is in good physical condition. David Jackson, CBS News.